Time for our Mendocino Coast District Hospital report. A reminder that if you missed previous episodes, we do have them archived as a podcast at kozt.com. There's a link right there on our homepage. And with that, I send it over to Joe Rogelski at the Coast News Desk.
All right. Thank you, Dred. With us, of course, William Lee, who is the hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center. And William is the gentleman who put this all together. And I tell you what, William, I'm going to switch it to you, and you can introduce today's guest, and we'll get things going.
Great. Good morning. Thank you again for allowing us these few minutes to give an update to the community on the hospital functions and the city's functions during this shelter-in-place COVID-19. This morning, we're lucky to have Emmett O'Connell, our infection prevention coordinator, director at the Mendocino Coast District Hospital. Emmett.
Oh, thank you, Will. Good morning, everybody. I want to say a few words about preparing and working with the hospital to prevent exposure to this really dangerous virus. And my focus has been to get people to make sure to use the appropriate prevention techniques, in particular social distancing, and making sure that you keep your hands away from your face, wash your hands with soap and water or alcohol-based hand sanitizer as frequently as possible. And these are things that I constantly reinforce day in, day out throughout the year, especially about hand washing. I want people to take the focus that your finest hour is the next minute. And that means if you are in a situation where you are going to be exposed to other people, you take the time to keep the distance and wash your hands. And while you're doing that, while you're washing your hands, take about 20 seconds to do it thoroughly. And then think about what's going to happen next, okay? What will be the most important thing I can do to protect myself in the next few minutes as I'm going to engage any activity that may take me outside of the home? This is really important. Take your time and focus about what you can do to prevent your exposure at all times. Currently, my wife is making masks, part of the Million Mask Project, and engaging in those activities, providing PPE for yourself, your friends, your family, where you can do that. We've just found out that the masks that the community is making are effective and recommended, so wear one when you're out or need to be out. And also, we're looking at projects where people can make face shields. I've seen a lot of people engaged in doing that as well. So again, take the time to wash your hands whenever you can, and while you're doing it, think about what you're going to be doing in the next few minutes that can further protect yourself. I guess that's the most important thing I can tell you to protect yourself and your family. So I'm going to turn it back over to Will and let him introduce our other guests.
Thank you so much, Emmett. With us this morning is our Chief of Police, John Nolte. Chief Nolte.
Good morning, Joe, KOZT, and your staff. Just a couple of little words. One, I got to apologize for, you know, some of our actions as far as shutting things down, but we do have the shelter in place and the social distancing. You know, yesterday we had a big event where we had to shut down the Pomo Bluffs parking lot. I apologize, but we had so many complaints that were generated. Pictures on Facebook didn't help. And so we chose to close that parking lot down. And only because, you know, the virus doesn't spread through cars, we realize that. And it's just that, you know, that the shelter in place is in place and people should be at homes. And, you know, I apologize up front for the restrictions. You know, all our calls for service are that we go to shut places like that down or generate it from people calling in and complaining. And we had several complaints that we kind of put on hold, and then with the pictures and what was down there, we ended up shutting the road down and just allowing the two residents. And I apologize up front. I know this is hard for everyone. It's difficult for me. to what we're mandated to do, but it's the we're slowing the virus down. And if you look at the San Francisco Chronicle this morning, they had a really good map, and we're surrounded by the virus. If you look at the map and it's color coded, but we are doing what we need to do and isolate this. I know when they extended every, you know, to another month, I look at the calendar, you know, but Fort Bragg is doing really well. We have good leadership. We have Tabitha Miller. We have the council that's backing us all. And so we're doing what we need to do, and we realize we're going to get complaints. Joe, hey, do you guys have any questions for me?
John, the only thing I wanted to ask was, I knew Tabitha Miller, the city manager, was on yesterday, and the council directed to concentrate on closing commercial businesses, you know, enforce those matters, but not worry so much about individuals. I'm wondering, when your police force, or you in particular, come into contact with individuals who, for whatever reason, you talk to them about not paying attention to not staying close to people and things like that. Is there an attitude? I mean, do they not know about this? Or are you picking up any, I guess, you know, vibes, so to speak, when you speak with these people?
No, and most of it, you know, some of it is officer observation in the schools, you know, and they're just contacting people. Everyone's cooperative. Everybody's cooperative. We've had a couple issues in the park with basketball, and I think we've taken care of the hoops. And it's the officers that understand, you know, they're facing it with their families, what's going on. So we're just trying to educate. We're really trying to not do any citations. We did issue one citation only because the guy fled. It was at, late at night, and we have a big vandalism issue downtown. He did receive a citation, but that's the only one. Other than that, we're just trying to educate and not cause any more problems by citing or arresting people, because we have enough to worry about with the shelter in place and the social distancing. And it's just, it's basically common sense. You know, if we have families together, you know, we try not, it's basically what we're doing is complaint driven. If there's a lot of social gatherings that are take place, and I'm sure there's going to be a lot more taking place with the Easter weekend and the nice weather. So we just, we've got several calls to houses where they've had private family gatherings and kids running around. We're just like, go into the house, you know, try and isolate. And I understand people themselves are sheltering in place, and how come this person isn't? So we're basically just trying to educate, tell people, be aware. I had a company that someone called on that there was three people in a car commuting, which I warned the company, or basically told them, and they have their own truck, so they were surprised that they had it. But they are practicing shelter in place in their offices, and they'll make it aware. And so it's just the awareness, and we're trying to make it a hard situation even harder by, you know, the police being involved.
All right. Okay. Well, gentlemen, thank you very much. Really appreciate all three of you coming in today. And Chief John Nolte, Fort Bragg Police Chief. Emmett O'Connell. Emmett, thank you. Your first time here on the show. He's the Hospital Infection Control Coordinator. And, of course, William Lee, who's put this all together, the hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center. William, we'll be with you again tomorrow morning, and you'll bring in a couple of people. Thanks very much, gentlemen. Rogalski here from the Coast.